McKinney.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, let me welcome you all today. Every day is a pleasure. Every day is an honor to be able to communicate my thoughts and opinions and interact with you, whether you send me an email or catch me and call me when I'm off air. I appreciate the communication, and I have to just let you know how gratified and humbled I am every single day in here to have this great experience. Having said that, my goodness, you know, there are days where it's difficult to know where to begin. This is an adventure every day, and it's a happy adventure for me. Because I'm kind of an in-your-face guy. I think the only way we can return to greatness in this country, and I think we've started, yes, there are some scars, there are some issues. No, I'm not sitting here worshiping Donald Trump. I just love almost everything he's doing. It's just that there's this personality issue that is somewhat inhibiting. But let me say that there are a number of polls taken. And I'm not going to get into the statistical analysis of this, except to say that almost every poll out favors Trump's actions here on his immigration policy, which even for some of the naysayers has been declared to not be a strike against all Muslims. Yeah, there are some people out there who are extreme and say, let's get rid of all of them. And I'm not one of them, and I never have been, and I'm not now. But when you have the rash of problems that have come into this country, and the problem is fundamentally with Islamic terrorism, what are you supposed to say? Let's go after the Swedes, the Norwegians, the Mormons, the Jews, the Hindus. I mean, I believe strongly in going with probability. Kind of correlates with my thoughts on, and we all can't do it all the time, but how to stay healthy. You stay away from all the things that hurt you. You try to do everything that's beneficial, and the chips will fall where they may. Trump is doing it, and he is getting such backlash. How come Obama never got backlash? The seven countries that were picked out were seven countries that were picked out by Barack Obama. These are the countries that have no organized government, have a reckless regimes, no law and order, and it's a good place to start. Okay, that's the good stuff, and I think it's great. People, well, what about the other 50 countries? Give this guy a break, will you? He's working day and night. He's dealing with a multitude of actions at once, although, honestly, you know, I think of what it's going to take for Obamacare and some of these other issues. I would like to see on the dock pretty soon getting corporate taxes down from the world high of 35% and getting your personal income tax down substantially. That'll help the middle class. Not to drift here, but the progressives don't like that. They don't like it because almost 50% of the people in this country don't pay any tax. They want government control. They want collectivism, Marxism, call it what you want, socialism, communism. They want the other 50% to pay more taxes to support the ones who don't do anything to contribute to society. And yes, I just want to let you know I'm humane, I'm compassionate. There are a number of people who can't. They're physically unable, they're just in dire circumstances. I understand that, and these people in this country should get help. Which leads me to this. Then why should we be reaching out in a non-America first way to refugees, orphans, the underprivileged around the world to do what no other country will do, to let them come in here and, you know what, to take our jobs? And it's not that most of them aren't decent people looking for an opportunity. They are. But what about the 310 million Americans? I'm sorry, I'm old-fashioned. I'm for taking care of these people. And we have got such backlash in this country from so many people who are in charge of huge corporations, who are doing everything in a very self-defeating way. By the way, I commend you, Alan Dershowitz, as I always do when you step up and said that the ban and what Trump did was acceptable. It is. But I'm looking at the 1% in this country. Now, here's an example. Who are doing everything they can to inhibit the process. That self-righteous, hypocritical, what he's done in business is one thing. Mark Zuckerberg. He comes on and makes these public speeches how we got to bring down the walls, bring down the fences, unite. And then he puts up this huge compound around his own property, buys all the houses around it, is going to build a huge wall. You hypocrite. Howard Schultz. I hope Starbucks stock falls, and I hope it falls fast and hard. He's making it quite known publicly that he's not going to hire Americans first, but refugees first to fill positions in his stores. Now you look at Target, you look at, there's a Mexican restaurant. There are a number of businesses who have taken stances against what is right for the United States, and their stock has tumbled. I'm making a prediction today. And the prediction leads to don't buy Starbucks stock. Don't buy it now. Not as a point of rebellion as much as for your own personal plus or gain. I think it's going to fall. I think you'll see a dramatic fall like Target suffered. Why are these companies doing this? It's thorough stupidity, alienating a base of at least half of the people who purchase, whether it's restaurants or retail stores. It just shows you that smart people in many ways are stupid. So we've got the moral support for the ban that's done, and I named some attorneys yesterday. I'm naming Dershowitz, and I'm naming Turley, Jonathan Turley. I think he's just terrific. I think he's more liberal than conservative, but he's objective. There's nothing wrong with what Trump is doing. It's just that how it's being done leaves a little bit to be desired, and it should be balanced. To spring this on the American people, quote, this is what he promised. He said he was going to do it, but these miserable and I can't use the language, it'll be my last radio show. Small select group of Americans creating scenes at airports and public places, inhibiting other people's businesses. Why didn't they rise in protest with marches when illegal immigrants come over here and kill innocent people? Take Hollywood and take the media, and as far as I'm concerned, you could just throw them out of this country. The mouth of Barack Obama has opened. What's it, 9 days, 10 days, and he can't keep it shut. You know, this what's called, Jimmy Carter didn't follow this either. But every other president, Bill Clinton, the Bushes, Ronald Reagan, I mean, you can go back and back, George H.W. Bush, step aside. When a new president comes in, and I really commend George W. Bush for this, you pass the torch and you stay out of the business, because that's called respect for the office. I have never seen an example of more gross disrespect constantly than for Barack Obama. You know, he's talking about community organizing. He's supporting these protests around the country, which are okay if they're peaceful. If they're not, they're anti-American. And people are showing up at airports to cost businesses and innocent people for what? He just won't go away, Willie. He won't go away. I'm not going away either. I'll be back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
The great Thurston Harris. I wonder how many people are familiar with that song. Do what you did when you did it, what you done last night. Did you ever hear that one, Laurie?
I've heard it on the show, actually.
How do you like it?
We played it a little longer today, so I like it.
It's great.
Today for you? Did I do all right today for you? I didn't lower it too soon.
No, you did. I'm sitting here holding my breath, just waiting for the punchline to come in. Do what you did when the lights were low, just you and me in the radio. Do what you did when you did or what you done the last night. That was about as extreme as it got back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was in the bounds of taste and temptation and, I don't want to go at you. Like I said, I don't want to go back. I'd like to go back. But it's here and now, and like most people who are grateful for what they have, I've kind of had, and it's not over, a full life, so I appreciate it. And if somebody could find the recipe how to stay young and single and active and still have your wonderful family and your kids, I don't know how that could work. All right. Okay, and I apologize. I don't think it offends anyone. I get emails and people seem to like it, but when I hear these songs, it just, man, it really gets to me. You know, it's like Laurie. It gets to her when she's in the middle of a big crowd at a Patriots football game, and I don't know. I don't mean to be dour and downcast, but I mean, I did it, and it's, you know, did it, done a lot of things, 35 professional boxing fights, sports radio nationally, written a book. I mean, I don't want to sit here and brag to tell you how great I am. You can go on my website and see that. But I still get invitations from Stacey James of the Patriots to come to the games. I used to go, and I used to jump in and ask the first question when Bill Parcells was the coach and Pete Carroll and had those three meals and media parking. And it was really quite thrilling, and I love those Sundays, except I just love sitting in a chair. I think I'll be at my brother's house on Sunday to watch the Super Bowl and have a little bit of pizza and just have a nice time. I taste changes, and I hope it doesn't kind of indicate that as you get older, as you get older, I think it's accurate to say you kind of lose your taste for a lot of stuff. I love sitting in front of that big TV And, man, just munching on a Captain Eli strawberry soda. Hi, Fred Forsley. He's the owner of the company and a great guy. That's Sea Dog Brewery, if you know the name. And don't mean to get off track here, but I'm starting to think maybe I should do a show where I just randomly jabber on. Just jabber on. You know, when I first started to do this show, I really based it upon business principles from the book, from my book, How to Turn Trends into Fortunes Without Getting Left in the Dust. And if Laurie would promise to read it, I'd give her a copy of the book, but I'm not going to give her a copy unless she promises to read it. Promise you'll read it?
Okay, I'll read it.
Promise.
Sure.
All right, wait a minute. Let me write that.
Do I have a particular time that frame that I have to finish?
No, but don't keep it there for years.
Okay.
Read it. Let me see. Laurie, How to Turn Trends. Yeah, I write these things down. Oh, am I on radio? How to Turn Trends into Fortunes.
I think I need that book.
All right. No, it's Laurie, I promise you, it was published by the 25th largest publisher in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, back then, it was, things would, I'm just taking a break from politics this segment. And it was, I think the probability of getting my manuscript published by this country was by this company. Any major publisher was like 5,000 to 1, and I really remember when I got this, and I mean, I worked hard on this book, and it actually did pretty well. We sold thousands of copies, and I know you sell millions. Well, most people don't. I mean, I can tell you what it's like. But it's a very entertaining book. And when I first started to do radio, I go through the principles in my book and start being here in a tutorial sense of explaining to people the principles of business and how I was successful all those years. And that came to a happy termination in 1996. It was mostly voluntary. And then also predicated on the fact that we were getting killed with imports, and it wasn't a domestic American business, and it became cutthroat competitive, and margins were lower, and I had a staff of 35 people, and I had a sales force out there commissioned. I don't want you to think they were full-time, 180 salesmen. And if you've ever seen those... Boiler Room. Hey, Boiler Room. Remember that movie on the stock market? If you've ever seen these trading sessions where you get people on two or three phones, I was on two or three phones all of the time, constantly, all day. And, man, I'll tell you, it was... I carried my own paper, which means I billed accounts directly. I mean, I had a wonderful staff for the most part. And... traveled around the country doing these shows, and it was quite extraordinary. You know, and actually, for the two or three people listening who might care, how this whole transition started, I ended up being a guest at a New York Times lunch at the Ritz in Boston with. One of the true pioneers, I've said it to his face, may he rest in peace, Tom Starr, he invented tunnel radio, who was an idiot savant. There wasn't anything he didn't know about radio. I mean, a genius. There wasn't anything he knew about anything else. Boy, one of the real characters I've ever met, and I was at this New York Times lunch, and started to talk sports, and I had not a photographic memory, but it was certainly the equivalent. He was just blown away, wanted to promote my book. I said, no, but I'll do your radio show. I knew what he'd say. He said, come in tonight. He thought he'd shock me. And I went in that first night, and it's ruined the rest. I mean, it's been a great experience ever since, and I truly appreciate the change of careers as I exited that business, which was becoming more difficult to run. And without getting into all the little do's and don'ts, it was pretty exciting. And that was 1990, it was 20 years ago. And here I am now, 20 years later. 20 years later. All right, a little I'm very temperamental, very nostalgic, very, very sentimental. But I promise I won't give you any more of this unless I get flooded with emails that you want me to continue with my boring story. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
Okay, that's one of the Gibb brothers who operated on his own, Andy Gibb. And for those who, well, you know, a couple of the Gibbs have died. My all-time favorite album, Saturday Night Fever, and there's a little bit of selfish motive for it. I have a Saturday Night Fever poster was mine. I owned it. I didn't own it, but I had the exclusive distribution rights. Wow, you want to talk about thrills, traveling around the country, making presentations at airports? What's wrong with me today? I can't seem to get on any topics of business and stay on it.
It's good, though, sometimes.
Okay, you know, I'm thinking, how about if you and I did a show together? You know, I never liked this. I think Jerry Seinfeld's very talented. I never liked that show. I never thought it was particularly funny. I'm a rarity, but I heard Curb Your Enthusiasm the greatest. But yes. Individual taste. How about if you and I just do a nonsense show?
Yes, because we could do a nonsense show where we're opposites. So I think it'd be very entertaining.
Well, yeah, I don't think we're opposites. Well, except you're female, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I don't think we're opposite. I really don't. Well,
we see a lot of things differently. Oh, we do see a lot of things the same, though. We do.
No, we do. I mean, is it a big deal because you like to be in the middle of crowds and cheering a team and I don't?
No, I say to each their own.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't consider that anything.
No.
So this is something to think about. You know, I will tell you this, and I really mean it seriously. If Hillary Clinton were elected president, I'll just make it public here. I would have not continued the shows the same way because I don't think I would have had the emotional or the physical endurance to bear it every day coming on and doing this.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to do the show either. Because...
I couldn't take 4 years of
it. I know.
And I'm still hoping Jeff Sessions goes after her when he's appointed Attorney General, which is a perfect segue to get back into politics. Although I'd rather just chat with you for this segment, but I don't want, you know, I don't know about the crowd reaction. So send me an email. If I can get a flood of 1,000 emails saying, forget the shows you're doing, why don't you just ramble on every day? Like my wife says, you know, you ramble on. Not going to change. It's the way I am.
Don't go changing now. That's right.
Yeah. So here's the segue as we get back into. I think I forgot where I was going. Where was I going? Anyway, I guess I have to go somewhere. I forgot what did I say was my segue, Laurie?
Well, you were saying that you wanted someone to go after Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I can't quite think of the connection, but right now, the interesting thing is what Trump is doing, by and large, is, I approve it almost 100%. Then I'll pick up a statement, well, he didn't mention the Holocaust or the museum. They can't grasp at enough straws. They're so desperate because their party is sinking into the swamp. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love this every day. I do get a little annoyed here or there, but I love it. I love it. I couldn't take the suffering with Hillary in office. The problem is at Trump, and I'm a businessman. I have a lot of interest in politics. What Trump is doing, he's acting in the sense of an affirmative businessman who makes decisions. And I I'm no Trump, I can tell you that, but I did have, you know, a substantial business for years. And he's making decisions. He's got to learn how to establish tempo in the White House. The Democrats aren't helping because Chuck Schumer, I mean, what an SOB he is. He and the Democrats are holding up the nomination of Jeff Sessions and others, and it's creating a lot of chaos, which is what they want to do. There were almost every Obama nominee was appointed back then, but at this same stage. They're killing him. He's got McFarland, he's got Kelly, he's got Rex Tillerson, and he's got Mad Dog Mattis, who I think is Trump's favorite. It's pretty difficult to start making decisions when you can't go to an attorney general because the attorney general has not been appointed. So this attorney general from hell, Sally Yates, failed to depend on Trump's refugee, to endorse it on Trump's refugees and immigration ban. That's your job. Out! Don't have any objection. The Secret Service or the CIA person, that woman who said she wouldn't take a bullet for the president, out! Do you know why? That's your obligation. It's your moral obligation to this country. And if you're not going to do it, don't do it. I know a person or two who's been in insecurity, and whether they're apolitical or whether they're to the right or center, and they would take a bullet for Obama. And I'll tell you this. I can't stand Obama. I can't even put it into words. If I remember the CIA or the Secret Service in protecting him, I'd take a bullet for him. And that's your obligation to this country. So the chaos that has been created, and a lot of it's been created by this young guy, I can't stand him already, Stephen Smith, what's he, 32 years old? He's teamed up with Steve Bannon, the chief strategist for Obama, and a brilliant guy from Breitbart, Harvard, tremendous experience in the service. I mean, he's kind of a slovenly-looking guy. He's really, really smart. Trump, you know, Trump loves Mad Dog Mattis. He loves Steve Bannon. I don't have a problem with that at all. His selections, by and large, are great. Stephen Smith, instead of going to General Kelly and Mad Dog Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, and the Homeland Security, Kelly being Homeland Security, he perpetuates this flight ban, which has caused a lot of turmoil. Now, the flight ban, I mean, it involved, what, 100 and some odd people? And you get these idiots going to airports to hold up basic commerce and trade and travel to support them. How about the 94 people that were sent back from Miami to Cuba? Not a word. This is the most hypocritical side of everything I've seen. And Chuck Schumer comes on, and he met with one of the Syrian families. Now, I don't know Chuck Schumer. Never met Chuck Schumer. Never interviewed him. He comes on air, and it is pretty much known by everyone who knows him. This guy's as tough as nails. He's so thick-skinned, I don't know if he cried when his family died. I don't mean that as a wisecrack. I'm just trying to tell you how tough he is. He comes on with his fake crocodile tears over these illegal immigrants from Syria, wipes the tears away. This is unbelievable. Trump, hey, he wanted to know who his acting instructor was. He said, boy, was he good. Trump said, I think there was a 5% chance it was real. So there you go. He left a little room open. Let me tell you something. Being a politician, if you want to be successful, involves being a good actor. Schumer's a great actor. Well, he ought to be put in one of Michael Moore's movies or one of these other wacko producers in Hollywood. They basically all fall into the same guys, unless they're independent. And Stephen Smith, without consulting Kelly or Mattis, and I can't say this about Bannon because this isn't that clear, but he should be thrown the hell out. should be shown the door. You know, Trump loves to say, you're fired. The holdup is not on these nominees. See, the story will change from day to day because those disgusting progressives, they can't focus on one thing. Every day it's something new. Oh, keep it going, Trump. I love it. He's going to nominate his new judge. Going to be a very conservative judge. Hopefully the deciding judge in a lot of cases, although Kennedy is always, you know, you can't tell. Even John Roberts, a major disappointment. And when this judge is mentioned today, they're going to forget about the airports and they're going to get on the judge. It doesn't make any difference. So expect this every day. One story is going to lead. It was like Obama. One story should have led to another because every day was a different scandal. But he was just worshipped by the press and they didn't go after him. It's great. Are you enjoying this as much as I am enjoying it?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Tremendously.
I got listeners.
Well, I figured I would answer.
Yeah. No, that was good. I got all excited. All right, we're gonna have our first guest right after this break. Our only guest, Barbara. Kind of a strange show.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is business journalist Ron Insana, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who I think is one of the brightest guys on radio. Very straight, very down the middle, but very informed, and you should all be listening every day.
All right, our final segment, and a little bit of a change of direction, as joining us is Barbara R. McGreal, M-C-G-R-E-A-L. Get that spelling correct if you want to go to Google. She is the author of The Adventures of Danny and the Stick Man. If you want to get a copy of the book, you can go to your bookstore, but go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And Barbara, so nice to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. It's my pleasure to be on your show again. I appreciate you inviting me on.
Well, I remember the first time we talked about this. I thought it was just terrific for what you're doing for kids. So tell us about it. What's the book? Why did you write it?
Well, my book is actually a series. It is based on raising my son Danny and all of the different adventures that we went through and all of the strifes and the struggles that maybe we had that I've tried to turn around and make it into an entertaining book for children, that they will get a lesson out of each book without even realize they're learning something positive.
So who is the Stick Man?
The Stick Man is just a toy. It kind of represents all of the toys that I gave my son throughout the years that he thought weren't the best toys in the world. So Danny never really did get a Stick Man for his birthday, but I had to make the series fun.
What's the symbolism of? Is there symbolism of that, or what's the symbolism of regarding the book and whom you're trying to reach?
My book is good for children, from young children that can't read and have it read to them, all the way to probably fifth grade. It just is a fun adventure. I try and make each book easy to read and some entertainment. For instance, my second book, there's rescue, there's superpowers, there's adventure. So try and make it fun for the kids to read.
This is pretty much a quote on the book, so maybe you can elaborate. You're talking about changing Danny's world in such an amazingly magical way. How is that?
Well, the Stick Man, the toy that he gets for his birthday, he thinks it's a pretty dumb gift that his mom gave him, so he throws it in the trash. But during the night, the Stick Man comes to life, and only Danny knows that he can talk and has come alive. So the Stick Man will lead Danny through all of the next adventures and help guide him to make the right choice when faced with a decision.
You know, as you said that, into the garbage and becomes alive. I think of all the negative things that are thrown out that reach everyone. You know, I'm thinking of Chucky. You remember all those Chucky movies?
Oh, boy. I've never seen the first one.
I mean, you could take the evil Chucky doll who kills everyone, throw him into the trash, and he comes back. Aren't we spending too much time sending out these kinds of messages when we should send out the messages that are exemplified in your book, on your series?
I would hope that the more positive message would be out there. I am entrenched in politics on a daily basis, like I'm sure everybody else is. And actually, when you step away and you get into the adventures of Danny and the Stickman, it's just something refreshing. Although smaller children may not be in politics, but it's a good escape for all of us.
Yeah, it really is. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the book?
I've had a lot of positive feedback. I did. I was part of the Great American Teach-In this past year at an elementary school, and I've all kinds of new fans, from both the teachers to the librarians to all of the little children that I had the great pleasure of spending the afternoon with.
How many more books coming up? How many total have you written now, and how many more? And are they all tied into this?
Yes, well, each adventure will obviously, Danny will be, and the Stickman will be featured in them. I have two more that I've written, and I have a list of 30, so I have quite a few more to write, but that's my great escape. I just go onto my computer and get lost in Danny and the Stickman and write another adventure.
All right, here's a tough question, in case you thought every question was going to be easy. Barbara, there are so many kids' books out, so many kids. Is there something here, the hook, the attraction, that should make people buy your book? Because they're not going to buy every book out there. And if so, what is it?
You're true. There's great competition out there for children's books, and that's probably one of the toughest things, is to get it out there and for people to look at it and take a chance. I guess the hook is that it's based on real life. All parents have adventures raising their children, good or bad. And what this, and I guess my hook would be, it is based on real life, and it is fun, and it's entertaining, and it gives a positive message in each of my adventures.
What was the most difficult part of writing this book?
Deciding on which adventure to write first.
Okay, that's
there were so many raising
kids. That's a good problem. Was character, I hesitate when I talk about character development, but there is character development. Which was more difficult, the character development or the plot?
I think the character development, because you want your characters, I use real people as my characters, with their permission, of course, and trying to show everyone in a positive light, so, and have them all tie in to the adventure that I am trying to tell. The plots are very easy because they're just real, and they come from my memory. So the plots aren't that difficult. I would think that the character is probably the more challenging.
In the last minute, can you give us an example? I don't know, you know, if you can put it into words on radio of an exciting adventure or two that's in the book.
Well, the second one is The Adventures of Danny and the Stickman, Am I Dreaming? And it is based on a nightmare that Danny had as a small child. So I turned that nightmare around into a great adventure that Danny and the Stickman and his friend Jay go on, and turned a nightmare into a fun adventure.
All right, we've got, I think we can squeeze in about another 45 seconds. What would you like to say in conclusion that I haven't asked you?
Well, you've been most thorough in your questions, as always, and I greatly appreciate it. I would just like to encourage people it's a good thing for children to read. And if children can read, they can do anything. So if you want your children to enjoy a good series with good positive messages, then take a chance on The Adventures of Danny and the Stickman, and you won't be sorry.
Okay. How about the pictures in the book, the pictorials? Does it come with that as well?
Yes, each book is beautifully illustrated, and the characters actually, I'm the mom, and it's based on a picture of me. Danny, it's actually Danny, and so are his friends.
All right, it's a pleasure having you on, Barbara McGreal, Barbara R. McGreal, the book The Adventures of Danny and the Stickman. Go to Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. Thanks so much for bringing something so light yet so important to the airways, and I want to thank everyone for listening. Back tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.